Welcome to Enlightenment of Change with Connie Whitman of Whitman & Associates. Here's Connie.
Hi, I'm Connie Whitman, your host, and you're listening to Enlightenment of Change on webtalkradio.net. As always, thank you for joining us today. So my motivational quote is actually by my wonderful guest today. And Linda says, her quote says, let me find it. I teach the power of your health, movement, and how mindfulness helps you change your brain to live longer and be more healthy. Reverse or slow down your aging. This is my journey. So what an awesome way to kick off the show with a quote as awesome as that from my guest today. So how many of you guys have tried to find a way to stop the hands of time? You know, we're all looking for that fountain of youth, including me. Now, everywhere we turn, looking young and fit seems to be the message, and I think most times, honestly, the challenge. And our society and media is all about living your best life in your best body with your best goals. So is this a realistic desire, and are we finding the keys to this utopian existence, or are we looking just clearly in all the wrong places? Well, today my guest, Linda Sheely, and I hope I said that right, Linda, and I are going to discuss how to reverse the aging process and begin to see life in a new way and enjoy it to its fullest. Talk about a Renaissance woman at age 76. After owning three businesses, Linda reinvented herself and became certified in four different types of yogas, including cancer yoga, as well as becoming a Reiki master. Her dance card is clearly full with about 16 classes that she facilitates every week. Linda is also a professional speaker on health and wellness, aging in reverse, and a member of Toastmasters. Moving ahead from private and group instruction, last year Linda released her DVD, Chair Yoga, with Linda Sheely, as well as her CD, which was released in September, called Yoga Nidra, again with Linda. Both are available on Amazon, iTunes, and Spotify. And I'm telling you, 76 never looked so good. So please help me welcome my wonderful guest to the show. Linda, thanks so much for taking the time.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. And it's Sheel.
Sheel. Okay. Thank you. Yeah. See, the it's E. Not a- isn't that funny? The E on the end. It threw me.
I know. And people do that all the time.
So welcome, Linda Sheel, to the show.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here. It really is.
So now we all know that yoga, right? You do the yoga every week, is both mental and truly physical. Which of those was more the priority for you when you got started?
Well, actually, when I started doing yoga because I'd done other things. I'd done Qigong and Tai Chi and Pilates and other forms of exercise. Mm-hmm. And I had never done yoga seriously. And I got involved in it. And basically, as another form of exercise, mm-hmm. I had no idea the depth of what yoga is. I mean, it is so much more than just getting in shape. And I think that a lot of people go for that reason. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's perfectly fine to want to do it because the asanas and postures are very powerful. I don't think a lot of people realize that every part of the yoga exercise, every part means something, whether it's for your internal organs or it's your mind or it's your muscular, every posture has a reason. And it's just an amazing, amazing thing to see your body, you know, stretch and get stronger. And I had no idea. And emotionally and mentally, I got my certification at an ashram in down in South Florida. And I had to live there for 6 weekends. Now, that was life transforming. I went there on weekends, and of course, I'm the oldest by at least 40 years, but it was okay. I wasn't intimidated at all. I knew I could do this. So I went there, and Yoga Hari is the fellow that, you know, was certifying me. This was for my teaching certification. And I was just looking for something to do real quickly, like within a few months, rather than 6 months or a year. I don't have that kind of time. I need to get things done now, right?
So I love it.
But when I did, the chanting and the meditation and the discipline, and it, when I walked in this ashram, which is just a building with a lot of bedrooms, but I felt the energy in there. And I was blown away. When I walked away from there with my certification, I had totally transformed my whole idea of what yoga was. It's amazing.
It's so cool. And we were talking about this before we began, you know, the recording. And so I do my yoga every week. I do it on Mondays because it kind of sets the tone for the week for me. And I, mm-hmm. it's so funny as you were describing that, as we get into the poses, the instructor where I go locally, she's really, it's absolutely about the poses, and she gives you directions so that you make sure you don't injure yourself and that the position is properly, you know, done in angles and all that. But as she's going through, she talks about this is great for your organs. Yes. This is great for the muscular. And the other thing she does is she always talks about mindfulness, right? Just be here, be right at this moment in time. Everything is beautiful and perfect right here, right now. Don't worry about the past and don't worry about the future. And that, for me, to start my week, just puts you in the right frame of mind to deal with your to-do list and your clients and your kids and your, you know, all of the things that we try to accomplish in a day. So for me, it absolutely is the physical, which I love, but the, right. the mental, I think it helps me the best in grounding me for the week. So I just love that you had mentioned that. And I bet a lot of people find that with yoga. We think it's, oh, to get in shape. And then we realize, hey, wait a minute. Yeah, I'm getting my brain in shape as well. Right. Yeah.
And absolutely. I don't think a lot of people think this way, but exactly what you just said. This is our life. Right here, you and I together, this is all we have.
Exactly right.
What happened yesterday is gone. And tomorrow, not that you can't plan, but today is our life right now. And so many people are so busy worrying about yesterday and planning tomorrow. They miss their whole life. They're not really living it. But another thing that's so important to me that I think in teaching yoga is breathing. I'm a breathing freak. Okay. I teach everybody, and every movement I make, breathe in, breathe out. I said, you're going to get sick of hearing it. But without breathing and getting that oxygen to all 37 or 50 trillion million cells that you have, depending upon the book you read, it affects your brain. It affects everything. Your cells will get toxic, and you'll age faster. So deep breathing correctly. You know, and maybe you don't know this, but I'm going to tell you so you will know. There was a study done at the University of Boston School of Medicine several years ago. It's in a lot of medical books. And they took 5,000 people and they studied their breathing habits for 30 years. And what they determined at the end of that time is the amount of times you breathe in a minute determines how long you're going to live and how healthy you're going to be.
Cool.
Oh, yeah. So when I say this in speeches and I tell everybody in my yoga class, and of course they look at me and go, should I breathe faster or slower? Because it's like, oh God, what am I doing wrong? Right. But it's true, you know, and it's scientifically proven. So that's so important. So important.
And it's funny that you're talking about the breathing. So I have to share just really quick story because I want to get to the rest of our conversation today. We had flown, my husband and I had flown in February of this year to Florida. And the day we came into Newark Airport, it was a very windy day. We were actually the last flight to make it in. So when I tell you our flight was rocking and rolling, we were dropping. And they had videos of some planes flying sideways. That's how bad it was. So, of course, everyone on the plane, as soon as we hit the turbulence, and it was about a half hour of turbulence, which is a lot when you're going through it, people were throwing up all around the plane. So now I'm thinking, oh my God, when I hear or smell, right, I immediately, the gag reflex. So my husband's like, are you okay? I'm like, don't talk to me. And I started doing my yoga breathing, expanding my diaphragm, deep breathing so that I could, and it helped me focus. It helped just keep my insides in order. But we left when we landed. He's like, are you okay? I go, I got to still do my yoga breathing because it was, our equilibrium was so thrown off from this ride. And I'm telling you, dozens of people were throwing up throughout that plane. I did not, thank goodness. But I'm giggling because my yoga breathing, I truly believe saved me that day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So my suggestion, next time you get on one of those flights, I want you to stand up and say, come with me and start breathing so they won't throw up.
Could you imagine? I'm telling you, it was awful. It was awful. Now everyone talks about enlightenment. I think that's such a hot word lately. And it seems like it's different for everyone, depending on who you talk to. I'm really curious, what does that mean to you?
Well, it's a little bit of a story, so I'm going to start a few years ago. I think you read in my bio that I sent you, or my one sheet, that I lost two children to addictions, right? 14 and 16 years ago. And, you know, you go along and you go along and you do the best you can and things happen. And you know what? God has a way of, you know, everything is the way it's supposed to be. That I'm a firm believer in this. And in between each child passing, someone gave me the book, The Power of Intention by Wayne Dyer, right?
One of my favorites.
That was the first time I ever heard of it. And I read this book and it changed my whole thinking. It just was like amazing. So I used to take this book with me when I traveled. I've owned four businesses and one of them is a food brokerage company and I would travel all over the place. And I always, when I went, would sit at a bar and eat my dinner because I was alone. And invariably there are other business people there. And, you know, people open up and they tell you lots of things. And I always had an extra book. I gave away, oh, maybe 15 of those books to people. And then they would write me, oh my God, you saved my life. It is a powerful book. And if anybody wants a book to read, that was it. So that was kind of the beginning of, wow, you know, there's more to everything that I really never thought much about. So as I moved forward, I went in the wine business, which is great business. But when I closed that, that's when I went into yoga. And it's still at that time, I wasn't really into a lot of spirituality. I always felt intuitive. I've always, in fact, you'll probably laugh at this, but, you know, when you're younger, well, even when you're older, I guess I have to really admit this, you know, your intuition will say, that's not good for you, don't go there. But no, I went there. You know, instead of taking the right road, I kept taking the left road, you know, and then finally I went, oh, the right road. So I started going in that direction and things just opened up. Things would just happen like, oh my God, how could that happen? But it's you manifest things in your life. Yeah. You do. And you think good thoughts and it changes your brain. I had no idea anything about that until I started studying about 3 years ago. You are what your thoughts are.
Yeah.
So if you think positive things and healthy things and good things, this will happen. It happens. I mean, it sounds a little like, yeah, right.
Woo woo, right?
But it does, but it isn't. So this, the more this happened, of course, the stronger I became. And then when I went to the ashram, that was really opened me up to it. But I worked in an addiction center for 2 years afterwards, and mainly because my two children were addictive and I loved teaching them yoga. And I had a meditation and I would do it at the end of every class. It was 10 or 12 minutes long. And this fellow came in every 30 days. They were in and out of this rehab center. And this fellow came in, tattoos from head to toe, spiky little hairdo, right? And he would sit right up next to me. Nobody comes near the teacher. This guy did. And he'd go through the whole thing. He really liked the yoga. Well, I knew he'd been there and he would be leaving soon. And so I'm doing the meditation. And at the end of the meditation, they roll up their mats and they put them away and they leave. Well, he never moved. So I thought, well, maybe he fell asleep because that happened with several of the kids. I call them kids, but... So I went over and I tapped him and I said, I'll call him Joe. Joe, are you okay? And he slowly started getting up. Well, we always wore sunglasses, always. He started getting up, and he took off his sunglasses, and I didn't want him to see the shock. Where his eye was supposed to be was a big hole. And I went, oh, dear God. And I'm trying to, like, and he said, do you know the part of the meditation where you say something about your fears and you'll relieve your tension? And he said, oh, it's a wave passing down through your body. He looked at me, tears are streaming down his eyes, and he said, I felt the wave. Linda, I felt the wave. I felt it go through my body. And even as I'm telling you, I'm getting chills.
Yeah,
because when you do something like that for somebody, you know you're on the right path. So I had so many different experiences that it's all real. It's just so exciting to be here on this panel.
You know, you said it, you know, first of all, Wayne Dyer, I've read every book he's ever written. He's just amazing. And Your Thoughts Become Your Reality is a big, big one that he uses over and over again. But the thing is that the universe, right, and we talk about the universe, source, whatever you want to call it,
yes,
right, for you, whatever works for you.
Right.
When we don't listen, it really kind of hits us upside our head. So do you feel, do you feel that you weren't listening to something in your life with your kids, or do you feel they weren't listening? Like you do.
I think that all the above. Definitely. I think that I didn't know any more than I knew. You know, when you're going through life and you're raising kids or you're get married, there's no books out there that say, look, this is what you're supposed to do. And if this happens, do this. And it was like my daughter was bulimic and alcoholic for 20 years. Well, nobody knew a damn thing about bulimia. So, you know, you can read all you want or become educated. So you just do what you know. And that's not a lot. So the more I learned and the more I researched, this is years after, because I was working full time and, you know, trying to raise, and I have another son who lives near me now with, and I have three beautiful granddaughters and love them to death. So I think that it's all what you know, you do the best you can. And then as you look back, do I say, oh, God, if I'd only done this. Not really. I think that I did what I knew. And thank God, at some point, he said, okay, bing, bing, this is what you need to know. And now I do. And, you know, the blessing to me is I do know now. I did learn. So many people go through their whole lives and never do.
Yeah, and I give you credit, because not only did you have your aha moment and you know, whatever knock on the head, you're paying it forward by doing, yes, what you were clearly meant to do, but you're reveling also in helping others and get them to that level of awareness and all that stuff. So now another question I found fascinating when I read your one sheet. So yoga and public speaking, how did the two connect, or how did you find them? I found that interesting.
Well, I'll tell you why. I mean, the one thing that I was nervous about when I was becoming certified was not getting through doing yoga. I'd been doing it for 3 or 4 years. I wasn't worried about that. It was anatomy. I didn't know where anything was. I knew where my heart was, but I don't know where anything in my body is. And I thought, if they quiz us, I'm going to flunk this. So I started, you know, learning more. Well, the more I learned, the more I'm amazed at our body. It can heal itself. There are so many things we're capable of. I had no idea about the brain and that you have two brains. You have one here and you have one here. There's so many things. And the more I learned, the more I had to learn. And then I wanted to share it. So I started saying, I think I'll go speak at this luncheon. So I did. You know, I wasn't very good at it, but they paid
me. I don't believe you.
They thought it was a great speech. So what the heck? But watch, don't make me believe me. So then I decided to get more professional about it, because the more I learned and the more messages I had to share on health, there are so many about aging, the things that you can do, or, you know, even yoga or the meditation and what that means. When I teach a class, I tell everybody, like your teacher, what does this mean? This is for cancer patients. It's your lymphatic system. What is that? So I explain a little bit about this. So it was literally the fear of having to not know anything about your anatomy that when I started learning, I couldn't put it down. So to this day, you know, I'm going into one thing. I'm going into functional medicine, and I'm going to proprioception, and I'm going to all this stuff so that I can get out and talk about it.
So what do you attribute? Because you do look absolutely amazing, okay, for your age. So what do you, you're very welcome, and it's truly, I'm sure you hear this frequently, because you're stunning. You are absolutely stunning. Aside from the age, you know, you're a lovely woman. So what do you attribute the youth? Like, okay, we look for the fountain of youth. Clearly you have found it. What do you think, or what do you think the combination has truly contributed to your youthful energy? I want to also comment on you're very clear minded in how you answer. You have a very youthful energy about you, as well as your physical appearance being, again, very stunning. So what do you attribute that to, if you can answer it? I don't know if you can even answer that.
Yeah, I think there's a few things, because I actually use this in some of my aging in reverse speeches, is that what is the thing that the people that live the longest, stay the healthiest, have in common? One thing. What do you think that is, Kimmy?
For me, my immediate instinct was what they feed into their body, the fuel they put in. But then on the flip side, I think, but wait, you have to move your body as well. I'm going to say eat what you eat.
Okay. The one thing that they all have in common is purpose. They get up every day. They are grateful. They've got something to look forward. It doesn't have to be a big deal. Go buy a pair of red shoes if you want. Yeah. Your spirit never ages. You may age, but your spirit doesn't. I still feel like I'm a kid. And I know I'm not, and I can't do all those things that I could when I was. But I never stopped doing, and I never stopped learning. And yes, nutrition, I would love to get into that for a couple of minutes. So when you're
sure.
ready, you let me know.
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah, lay it on us, because I'm sure that you've peeled back that onion as well. So yes.
This is really interesting, because I never talked about nutrition, because I really don't know that much about it. And, you know, I was learning so many other things. So a year ago, I started getting lower back pain. Well, I'm getting older, and you're teaching all these classes, and you know, you're probably wearing it out a little bit. So, but as the summer wore on, I got to the point where I couldn't get out of bed. Mm-hmm. I had to roll over and crawl backwards. And then I'd get into the shower and let that hot water beat on my back. And then I would lay down on my mat, and we discussed a little bit before about the exercises that I do every morning. It only takes 8 minutes. And for some reason, I was able to do that. During the day, my back would work itself out. Okay. August, I go to my eye doctor just for a checkup. I've always had dry eye, and he said, Linda, that's not dry eye. You have uveitis. Who knew? I don't even know what it is. It's a precursor to autoimmune disease. So he said, do you have rheumatoid arthritis? Do you have lupus? No, I don't have anything. You need to go to a doctor. So I went to my doctor. She took 7 vials of blood. She tested me for everything, including syphilis. I said, I didn't even know they still had syphilis. How long does it stay in your body? She said, oh, could be 50 years. I said, I could be in trouble. I'm not sure. No, I'm kidding. Anyway, sorry.
You're a nut. I love it. I love it. That was a good one.
Anyway, she tested me. She comes back with this very look on her face, and she said, now don't go look this up on the internet. You know, yeah, okay. You have come positive for scleroderma. I don't know what that means. So, you know, it's a skin disease that it tightens and your hands get very gnarly. It can go to your lungs and your heart, and you can die. Now, you can live with it for many, many years, right? So I said, okay. So she said, you need to go to a rheumatologist. So I decided to get the best one that I thought that was out there. And his name is Dr. Donahue. He's the head of rheumatology for Cleveland Clinic in Weston, Florida. But you can't get to see him for 2.5 months. So in between time, I decided I'm going to go on a functional medicine. Now, functional medicine is learning about the root cause of a disease, not putting a Band-Aid on it or not treating symptoms.
Okay.
And I don't mean to say that lightly, but they want to know why you have what you have, right? So the diet. Now, meanwhile, every day I drink turmeric, CoQ10, flax oil. I have a smoothie with avocado and spinach and other stuff, right? So I've always been trying to get my inflammation out of my body.
Okay.
And that's what you, no matter what you have in your body, if you've got pain, it's an inflammation. Okay, that's the pain. So I went on this diet. Now, all I could have was vegetables, most fruit, but no citrus, no alcohol, no caffeine, no eggs, no water. And once in a while, I'd have tea. But that's basically, I'd have a piece of salmon once in a while. So basically, that was my diet. After the first week, I'd had that uveitis and on steroid drops for 3 months. It went away. But more incredible is the second week, the pain in my back disappeared. I got up one morning and could stand up for the first time in almost 6 months.
That's crazy.
It went away. That is 4 months, 5 months ago.
That's crazy.
And I can still do it. So I go see the doctor. Do we have time? I just want to finish
this.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. We have about 4 minutes.
Okay. So I went to see the doctor. And he looks at me and he said, because he looks at my age, he said, well, can you bend over? And of course, I bend all the way. He said, you flat-handed? And I said, I'm a yoga teacher. He said, Linda, there is no way you have any autoimmune disease. You can't possibly have one with the way, the shape you're in. I said, okay. He said, but we'll take more blood work. We'll check it out. And I said, what about my back? He said, well, we'll do an x-ray. So I come out. They do it there. It's a great hospital. And I come out, and he's looking at my, he said, you need to see this. Come here. Now, Linda, he's got my spine up there. He said, most people's spines are straight. Yours kind of curves, but that's not a problem because it's not scoliosis. But down here in your lumbar, your discs go this way and your vertebrae go this way. He said, truthfully, I don't know how you walk. How you teach yoga and the fact that you are in no pain, I have no idea. And I said to him, because he's part of the Cleveland Clinic, which is the first major hospital that put functional medicine into their hospital up in Cleveland. So he knows of it, right? I said to him, do you think it's my diet? And he said, Linda, I don't know that, but whatever you're doing, don't stop. You will have to have major back surgery. So nutrition, now I'm like on a high. Now I want to tell everybody about how your diet can change your life. And it has reversed. If you have to look at functional medicine, and I hope your viewers look it up too. Problem is, most places they don't take insurance, so that's, yeah. But there's so much online.
Do you still have to have the back surgery? No.
Now I'll go back and see him. I think next month I go back. 6 months is when he wanted to see me.
But you're feeling good. You're feeling good.
I'm fine.
That's amazing.
I get up. I do all my yoga classes. I have no pain. It's sensitive. I don't want to, you know, last year I would stand on my head. That wasn't a problem. This year, I'm a little more careful, but I still do my full complete yoga, my mat classes, everything.
Yeah.
I'm fine.
That's amazing. That's absolutely amazing. And it's really true. What we eat. Absolutely, I think keeps the inflammation at bay. You know, obviously you can maintain weight, all of those things. But what we eat, more important than the weight management, I think is keeping us healthy from head to toe. And also what you eat creates clarity in how you think, your energy level to be able to accomplish more in a day, as well as doing all the physical activities that you're talking about. Yeah, so I think that's amazing. I want to share with everyone before we end the show. So Linda, if you think Linda's the coolest, I do. I think she's the coolest. So if you want to get Linda's DVD, it's Chair Yoga with Linda Scheel. I said it right this time?
Yes, that's only on my two websites.
That's on your website.
So do you want me to tell them what they are?
Yes. Yeah. Go ahead, tell them your websites.
www.myrestorativeyoga.com is one. And the other is www.agingInReverse.net. Either one of those, it's $10. You can digitally download it or you can ask me to send you a copy, whatever. And my CD is all over Amazon and iTunes and stuff. And that is Yoga Nidra with Linda Scheel. It's an incredible meditation. So it's just great. And, I can't even thank you how much. I want to come back and talk about other stuff. I have so many things. I know. It's so funny.
It was so funny watching you. I almost could see the wheels in your head turning. Like, wait, should I say that or should I say that? I could see it. It was adorable. So, yes, I think we absolutely have to do another show because this topic of moving our body, yoga, meditation, what we eat, it's – and here's how I feel, Linda, too, which – and I try when I teach my classes with my corporate clients, and I tell people that yes, we have to change our behaviors and do all these things, but if we are not healthy, mind, body, and soul, how can you possibly be able to help your customers with whatever your products and services are that you're offering? Does it matter? But if you can't think clearly and you can't understand the client completely, how can you make a recommendation? But in order to do that, you have to think with clarity. You have to feel healthy and strong, right? You have to be able to share your energy in a good way. I mean that, not your positive energy, not negative. So customers feel that they really are interested in me and my personal well-being, again, with whatever it is that you're selling. So I promise everyone, I will post Linda's websites, both of them, on the Web Talk Radio.
On
the Enlightenment of Change. Because Linda, what happens is a lot of people commute with us. So they listen to the show on their way to work. And then I put it on the website, the Enlightenment of Change website, so they can click and find you. So I will do that as well. In addition.
So tell me what the radio station is. What is the radio station?
Well, it's on Web Talk Radio. It's online. It's a online platform.
So they can go anytime.
Anytime that's convenient for them. Yes. And I will also put your email address just in case they have a question or two. Is that okay?
Oh, absolutely. Okay. I would love to hear from anybody.
Yes.
I
feel like people sometimes have an additional question and they think, oh, I wish Connie asked this or I wish Linda shared that. So they could certainly shoot you a personal email and you could, dialogue with them
absolutely.
In that regard. Okay, awesome. Yeah. Everybody also, I'm happy to do that. Absolutely. I hope the show people use it as a resource of information for whatever they're looking for. And if they have additional questions for you, they certainly can, do that directly. Everyone, if you have questions for me, or you can also go, my partner and I are still offering your free communication style assessment. Just go to wisdomdecoded.com and right on the landing page, you will see that information. If you need to reach me directly, just email me at connie@whitmanassoce.com and I do respond personally as well. I don't have someone check my emails. Linda, one more time, your website before we sign off. Give one of them.
It is www.agingInReverse.net.
Yeah, that's my favorite one. Again, check out Linda's DVD and CD on Amazon, iTunes, Spotify, and all that. Linda, thank you again. You're an absolute delight. What a lovely, I hope that everybody found our conversation insightful and also inspiring, that we have more control over our lives than I think we often think. And sometimes it starts with a yoga class, a meditation, or just choosing, what we put into our mouth. So thank you so much again for being on. I really do appreciate it.
You're so welcome. Thank you for having me.
A true pleasure. I hope you guys will join me weekly as we question, build, and discover together how to grow and challenge those comfort zones so that we can embrace change and realize that, you know what, it's so much easier than we oftentimes think. You just have to think about it and then execute. Thank you again to my wonderful guest, Linda, and thank you all for joining us. You've been listening to Enlightenment of Change with me, your host, Connie Whitman, on webtalkradio.net. I wish you all an amazing week filled with inspiration and, again, good health. Thanks, everybody.
You've been listening to Enlightenment of Change with Connie Whitman of Whitman & Associates. To learn more about Connie, visit her website, whitmanassoc.com. Thank you for tuning in. We're glad you were here.